Parak Zion, Mishnah Beis. Ba'u, the Kahanim would come la'achar she'asu avodasam, after they did their avodah, v'shtachavu, and they prostrated, v'yetzu, and they left from the heichal, they would come va'amdu, they would stand on ma'alos ha'ulam, on the 12 steps that were before the ulam. Amdu harishonim, now these that we mentioned in the previous parak, she'shimshu b'heichal, they were serving in the heichal, and they are the medashinus of Mizbeach HaPnimi, the one that cleared the ashes in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Medashin as a menorah, the one that cleared the ashes from the menorah, the Baal Machta, the one that held the pan, the Machta of Oavo, the one that did the Ketores and his loved ones. So Lidrom Acheim HaKohanim, to the south of their brothers the Kohanim, meaning Hanel Tzad Yamin, to the right side of their brothers Kohanim, Sha'ashu, they were Osek in the Ha'Allah, in bringing up the Evarim of the Karban Tamid to the Mizbeach. V'chamisha Kalim B'yadam, and there were 5 Kalim in the hands of the Rishonim of the first Kohanim. Hateni biyad echad, the teni was in the hands of one kohen, shadishin bay, that he used it to clear the ashes from the mizbeach in the heichal, vehakuz biyad echad, the kuz, shadosan latochah, that was placed in it, the desh and the ashes from cleaning out the nearest of the menorah, that was the kuz, vehamachta, the machta was biyad echad in the hands of a third kohen, shehichnas basagacham, where he brought the coals to the mizbeach apnimi, v'habazich b'yad echad, the bazich was in the hands of the makter, the one that brought the ketores, and then the kaf v'kisuya b'yad echad, in the fifth Kohen's hand, was the kaf and its cover. That's referring to the ohavo, the loved one of the makter, of the Kohen that did the ketores, so his ohavo had the kaf with its cover. Shenas lo ha-ketores shenispazer b'kaf l'toch chafna, that he had given the ketores that scattered into the hands of the Makdir, so this Kohen was holding the Kaf and the Kesuya, or we had learned that the Bazich was in the hands of his Oavo of the Makdir, and the Kaf and the Kesuya was in the hands of the actual Makdir, right? 2 different Pshatim. So these 5 Kohanim were there. And then Uberchu Asa'am, Kolei Mashin, Nichu Tchila Eskalei, and they left their Kalim, and then afterwards, Kol HaKohanim, all the Kohanim now blessed the people, Bracha Achas, Hainu, one Bracha of Birkas Kohanim, and it's called Bracha Achas, because Shlohoyu Onim Amen, they would not answer Amen between each Pasuk. Ella, Sheba Medina, in the Medina, meaning Bechol Mekomos, all the places outside the Beis HaMikdash, Amen Maisa, the Kohanim would recite this Bracha with 3 Hefsekos, it's 3 pauses. Ke'en Shalosh Brachos, like 3 Brachos. Shemafsikim HaKohan, they'd stop between Pasuk to Pasuk. And then after each Pasuk, the Tzibur would respond Amen, like nowadays. Yerecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, and then Amen. Yisra Hashem panavadach v'chunecha, Amen, and the rest. Uba Mikdash, however, in the base of Mikdash, Bracha Acha. So it said as one Bracha. She'ain on and Amen, they don't say Amen in the base of Mikdash. Rather, v'nim tu shlosh, and all 3 psukim were one Bracha, and everyone will respond with Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, mena olam v'yada'olam. That was the response. So the base of Mikdash was one Bracha with this response. In the Medina, it was 3 separate brachos. It was really one bracha, but it was 3 with 3 separations, and Amen would be responded after each pasuk. The Mikdash hayu Amen as Hashem. In the base of Mikdash, they say the Shem HaMeforash, Kichsavu, as it's written, Yud, and then Hey, and then Vav, and then Hey. Ub Medina, but in the Medina, they would say Bekinui, they say Hashem's name with a Kinui. I mean, they say Hashem's name with Aleph, Dalet, and then Nun Yud, like we are knowing nowadays. She'in mazkir mas Hashem kichsavo el mikdash vav. We only say Hashem's name as it is in the base of Mikdash. The Medina Kohanim knows mas kapehem yedeim kenega kisfosehem. In the Medina, the Kohanim would lift their hands when they would duchen with their hands opposite their shoulders. Merimim yedeim ad kenega kisfehem, up until their shoulders. Uba Mikdash, in the base of Mikdash, where they bless the Am with the Shem Mefurash, and the Shechina is lamal, is above the kishrei, the knuckles of their fingers. So then, al gabi rasheyan, the Kohanim would lift their hands above their heads. Chutz, except from the Kohen Gadol, she'ena magabia es yadav lamala min hatzitz. The Kohen Gadol would not lift his hands above the tzitz that he wore on his forehead, because it has Hashem's name on it, and therefore his hands would not go higher than the tzitz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, av Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yehuda says, even the Kohen Gadol magabia would lift his yad of his hands lamala min hatzitz, above the tzitz. Shnemar, as it says, v'yisa Aaron es yadav elam v'yivarachim. Upirishu, we explain Shebircham Birkas Kohanim. This is the bracha of Birkas Kohanim. Varishu Iker Nesias Kapayim. The main Nesias Kapayim is by a Kohen Gadol. We menu, and from it we learn to other Kohanim, as it says, Hu Ubanav Kol Yomim. Mahuts like the Kohen Gadol ben Nesias Kapayim. So to his children ben Nesias Kapayim. We menu, therefore, Shekulam knows, and they would all lift their hands above their heads. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Lalacha, we do not call like Rabbi Yehuda. And the other Mepharshim say that this part of the Mishnah, of Shenemar, V'yisa Aranis Yadav, is not going on at Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, it's the Mishnah talking. The Mishnah is saying that where do we know Nesias Kapayim in general from? We know from this Pasuk of V'yisa Aranis Yadav, Elam V'yivarchem. At Mishnah Gimel, there's Man Shekohen Gadol wrote to Lahakter. When the Kohen Gadol wants to be makter, meaning to be makter of the Evarim of the Karpet Tamid, and it's Mincha on the Mizbeach, because the Kohen Gadol is permitted to bring any carbon whenever he wants. Kozman, whatever he wants, to chal carbon, any carbon that he wants, the Kohen Gadol could bring. So Hayaola Vekepesh, he'd go up onto the ramp, Vehaskan Bimu, the Skan was to his right, the Skan was like the vice Kohen Gadol, then if a Psul happened to the Kohen Gadol, the Skan would take over. Higia, then the Kohen Gadol would reach Lamach the Sakevesh, halfway up the ramp, and he'd be a little bit tired now. Kvar hit ayef ktsas, be a little bit tired. So achaz asgan v'minay v'alahu. The Kohen would grab him from the right and help him up the ramp to the top of the ramp. Hoshet lo harishon. Then from the 9 kahanim that was zocha and bringing up the limbs, the first one would stretch out and give to the Kohen Gadol harosh v'haregal, the head and the foot of the korban tamid. V'samach aleim, the Kohen Gadol would do a smicha on the evarim. The Gemara explains. Smicha is done before the animal shechted, not once it's shechted. Nevertheless, here this smicha is different because it was done for the kavod of the Kohen Gadol to show his chashivas. Uzurakan, and then Vizark, you throw the limbs on top of the fire of the mizbeach. Just like the chamim darshan from the pasuk of Ashisa olosecha habasa v'hadam, just like the dam is with zrika, so too the basar is done with zrika. And then Hoshet Hasheni LaRishon Shtei HaYadayim, the second Kohen would pass to the first Kohen, the Shtei HaYadayim, the two forelegs of the carbon. VaRishon, the first one, knows that the Kohen Gadol give it to the Kohen Gadol. V'samach Alein, the Kohen Gadol do a smicha, Uzraka, and throw it onto the Mizbeach. Nishmat Hasheni, then the second Kohen that passed up the two forelegs, he would leave, V'halach Loi, because now he completed his avodah, he would leave. And the third Kohen would come, the Hoshin, he would pass up the Oketz, the back part of the animal, the Regel, the feet, L'Rishon to the first Kohen, and the first Kohen would give it to the Kohen Gadol. V'kachayu Moishidin Loi Shar Kol Ha'ivar, and this was the process of passing up all the limbs. V'chein Shar Kohanim, the other Kohanim, there was Zochen, bringing up the limbs to the Mizbeah, Chayu Moishidin Bezeh Achaz, that they'd pass one to the other, as Ha'ivarim should be Dan, the Ivarim in their hands, up to the first Kohen, and then he'd give it to the Kohen Gadol, who Somech Alein to do the Smicha V'zarka, and throw it into the fire. Ubizman Shu Rotza. Now, if the Kohen Gadol wanted, who so make, he could do the smicha alone on the Evarim, v'acherim zarkin, and then other Kohanim could do the zrika and throw the limbs onto the Mizbeach. Balu lohakev es Mizbeach, the Kohen Gadol came now to be makat the Mizbeach, meaning the Kohen Gadol was standing at the top of the ramp that was to the south of the Mizbeach. So makev, he would go around the Mizbeach, derech min via the right side. Kadeli Yagir to reach the Karen Ma'arabis Teromas, to reach the southwest corner. That was the Makam for the Nisach HaYayin. Mehechen Humachl, so from where would he begin? Mekaren Teromas Mizrachos, from the southeastern corner, which was Latzad Yemina to his right. Vaholech, he would go Lekaren to the Mizrachos Tzfonis, the northeast corner. From there to the Tzfonis Ma'arabis, the Tzfonis Ma'arabis, the northwest corner. And then from there to the Ma'arabis Teromas, the southwest corner. The Dafka Kohen Gadol Makav, Dafka Kohen Gadol would go around. Hail ve'enu notel imo es nechasim, since he's not taking the nesachim with him. However, Kohen Hedjot who's doing the nesachim, since the nesachim are in his hands, he would not do a hakafa. Elapona miyad l'tatzmal, he would go to the left, to the Karen Maravis Dromis, to the southwest corner, as it says in Zvachim, kala olin l'mizbeach, olin derech yimin. Whoever goes up to the mizbeach always goes to the right. Umakif, and you go in a circle, and then you go down to the left. Except for three chutzpah ha'oyla l'shloshu d'vam, except for something that goes up for three things. And that is, the nisach ha'yayin and the nisach ha'mayim, and the melikas olas ha'of. So one is the nisach ha'yayin, two is the nisach ha'mayim, two is the melika of an olas ha'of. So ya'ola, that there you'd go up from the miyad derech smal, from the left side, to the Karen Marav, almost to the southwest corner. And then after you complete your avoda, you would do like an about face. Chozer b'derech sh'al, you'd go back to the same way that you came up. And then Mark explains the reason. Nisach HaYayin, Nisach HaMayim is because maybe Shem Yit Ashnu Me Ashen HaMaracha. lest all the smoke come up from the maracha. Shechoshim were concerned, Shema Achi Yaakov, until you go around the Mizbeach to reach the Karen, the Maravas, the southwest corner, the Nesachim will become ruined from the smoke. And it says, Tamimim Yiyulachem Viniskeim. It's got to be Tamim, it's got to be pure. When Mikan, therefore, the Nesachim have to be Tamim as well. And therefore, they wouldn't go that route, rather, they'd go to the left to avoid the smoke. And the Ola Sa'of, the reason why they would go to the left is because maybe the oaf would die from breathing in all of the ash and the smoke of the maracha. So for the same reason, it would go by the left and not go all the way around. Now, Kshigia Kongal, when the Kongal will reach the Karen Dromis Maravis, the southwest corner, Nosnul Yain Lanasich, they gave him the Yain to do the Nusachim. Shabakar Dromis Maravis, in the southwest corner, at the top of the Mizbeach, there were two silver pitchers, one to the west. There was Meshamash Nisach that was used for the Nisach HaMayim on Chakas Sukkos, and one to the east that was used for the Nisach HaYayin of every day. Now, B'chol Seth on each pitcher, there was like a chotim, like a nose, and it had like a neck of a hole in it. U'mashim Menaskim L'tuch, that which was poured into it, HaYayorid would go Derech HaNekav through the hole, Al Gag HaMizbeach, on the roof of the Mizbeach, and then from there it would go down to the Chalal, HaOmek Shemitachas HaMizbeach, to this cavity that was deep beneath the Mizbeach, that was called the Shisin. And at the time, Shekibel HaKongad, when the Kongad would receive the Yayin for the Nesachim, Haskan Omid Ahal Karen, the Skan would stand on the Karen in the corner, near the Kohen Gadol, out of his cupboard for the honor of the Kohen Gadol, Vahasudarim Biyado, and he had these cloths in his hand, Lahinif them, to wave them when the Kohen would begin the Nesachim, in order that the Levium should know to open up with Shira, with Shir. Ushnei Kohanim Omdim Al Shulchan HaChalavim, and there were two Kohanim that were standing by the Shulchan HaChalavim. So we learned back in Masechta Shkalim, that Shibamarabe, to the west of the ramp, there were two shulchanos, two tables, one of silver, that they would place on it the klei sharis that they would take out every morning from the lishkas kelim, and there was 93 klei kesef and klei zav that they were used for the avodah in the base of Mikdash. And we actually touched upon this back in Parag Gimel. And then the other table was of marble, of shayish, of marble. She noticed that they put on it the limbs of every carbon, and she yalos until they brought it, until they brought the limbs up to the mizbeach. That was called the Shulchan HaChalavim, the table of the fats. And the Mishnah teaches us here, Shabashah, at the time that the Kohen would come to do the Nusachim of the Yayin, Hayo'ayim de Mishnei Karim, there were two Karim standing by the Shulchan of the Chalavim, Ushnei Chatzotzo Shal Kesef Biyad, and they had two trumpets of silver in their hands, Tiku V'riu V'tiku. They did a Tekiah, true Tekiah. And opposite this too is to be Ma'or the Mesharim, meaning to awaken the Levium, that they should give their heart and to see that, look, the Sagan is waving the Siddur, the cloth, to attract their attention, and to open up with Shir, with song. Then both, and those two Kohanim that were doing the Tekiah, true Tekiah, would come with their trumpets. V'amdu Esel ben Arza, they would stand next to ben Arza, who was appointed over the tilt of the symbol. Echad mimini v'echad mismal, one to his right and one to his left. And then Shacha, so when the Kohen would bend down, Lanasi, to do the Nesachim for the Yayin, v'heinif ha-Sagan b'sudar, the Sagan would wave the Sudar to inform them to do the Shira. The Hikish Ben Arza Betziltzel, Ben Arza would hit the cymbal, and the Kahana would blow their trumpets, Ve'av Shar Klei Azemer, and also other Klei Azemer, Hitzchil Onaga, they began to play. Ve'dibru HaLavim B'Shir, Levim opened up in Shir, and they would say the Shir Shal Yom. Higiyu LePerek, they reached the Perek, meaning that each Shir was divided into three Perekim. So when they reached the first Perek, Tiku, the Kahana would blow with their trumpets, Tekiya Tru Tekiya, Vishdachavu Am, V'chol Am, and everyone in the Azara would bow down. Pishu Yadayim V'Rgalayim, with complete prostration. Al-Kol Perek, now on each of these three prakam of the Shir, Tekiah, the Kahana would blow the Tekiah, Trua Tekiah. And Yesh Mefarshim, some explain that the Kavanah of the Mishnah here is, Shebesov Kol Perek, at the end of each Perek, the Kahanim would blow. And Yesh Mefarshim, the Kavanah here is, Sheberosh, the beginning of each Perek, they would blow. Okay? V'Al-Kol Tekiah, and on each Tekiah, V'Shas Kol, at the time of each Tekiah, Hishtach Avaya. The whole nation in the Azara would prostrate. Zehu Seder HaTamid, this was the order of the Tamid, La'avodas Beis Elokeinu, for the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash, Yihi Ratzon, Sheyibana, B'mheira, V'yameinu, Amen. Let it be Hashem's will, let it be built speedily in our days. And the Mishnah picks a tear, this description of the Hakrava of the Karpin Tamid and the Nisach HaYayin with the Kohen Gadol. However, Kol Oso Seder, that whole Seder of the Nisach HaYayin, with the Tekiah of the Kohanim and the Shir of the Levim, it was knowing every single day, even when the Menasech was done by a Kohen Hedyot.